Welcome to What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to chickens, chicken keeping, poultry, and all that good stuff. I am Matt from Frugal Chicken, and this is a Frugal Chicken production, thefrugalchicken.com. Now today what we're going to be talking about is preparing your chicken coop for winter and making sure your hens have everything that they need to either keep producing eggs through the winter or to stay warm. This is the very first podcast for Frugal Chicken, and I am going to try to keep these episodes about 20 to 30 minutes long. I know you're busy, and I'm busy too, but I want to be able to give you guys information that you need to raise your chickens in a way that you can easily listen to while you're doing other stuff. I thought talking about winterizing your coop would be a good way to kick this off, as it is a very timely subject, given that it's fall now and winter is coming soon for people up north and later for people down south like me. So that being said, let's get into the subject, which is winterizing your coop. Now, my first tip for this is to really make sure that your coop is sealed, that there are no cracks in the walls, that all the windows and all the doors seal properly. And your aim here is to eliminate drafts as much as possible without cutting off their air circulation and all that stuff inside the coop. If there are holes, for example, we have holes in the floor because we just have a really old coop and we're always repairing the floor, then what you should do is patch it using, I believe you should use wood or some other substance that the hens can't peck at. If you use something like insulation, if you use something like caulking, they are going to peck at it. And they're going to be eating stuff that's really not good for them. Inside insulation, there is fiberglass and stuff. So I really don't recommend using those. I recommend using things like wood, plastic sheeting. We do use plastic sheeting around the windows. Things like that, they're not going to go and peck at and try to eat. All that being said, though, make sure that you don't cut the circulation, the air circulation out from the coop, because they're going to need that to stay healthy. There's going to be ammonia buildup in the winter because they don't really like leaving the coop in the winter. And you want to make sure that you don't expose them to any real pathogens. Another thing I don't recommend is cutting off any sort of light. Like, for example, putting large blankets or anything over the windows. Your chickens are going to need light over the winter. If they don't want to go outside, they're going to have light coming in through windows and everything in order to keep their vitamin D levels up. If they don't have that, you're looking at a possible vitamin D deficiency or some other deficiency, and that will affect their egg production. Chickens are able to fluff up their feathers in order to provide extra insulation to stay warm, but eliminating the drafts from the coop helps them stay warm and sort of cuts down a lot of the work that they're going to have to do themselves to keep themselves warm. So my next tip is you're going to have to make a decision whether or not you're going to want your hens producing eggs throughout the winter. Some people like to give their hens a break. Some people don't. They want to keep the egg production up. We prefer to keep the egg production up. That's just a decision that we made. So once you've made that decision, if you want to have them continue producing eggs, you will need to add a light to their coop. So you're going to have to add a light to their coop. And the reason for that is chickens need between 12 and 14 hours of daylight per day in order to produce eggs. That's just a natural evolutionary circadian rhythm kind of thing. And without it, they will stop egg production or they will reduce their egg production. The easiest thing to do is to add a light in a porcelain socket to the coop. You are going to have to affix it to the somewhere in the coop where it won't get knocked over or it won't, you know, they won't mess with it. The thing about chickens is, you know, they are going to fight in the coop. They are going to mess. They are going to poop. They're going to throw shavings in the air. They're going to throw straw in the air. They're going to throw food in the air. That's just going to happen. So you need to make sure that wherever you put your light, it's not going to be messed with by the chickens. And I'm going to discuss later why I don't recommend heat lamps. So what we use and what I recommend people do is use a 60 or 70 watt bulb. They don't get very hot, or you can use a high efficiency bulb that doesn't get hot at all. For example, like a daylight bulb. Those are the ones that we use and we recommend because they're not as much of a safety concern as a infrared or heat lamp will be. Now, if you don't have electricity in your coop, or you can't run an extension cord into your coop. That's what we do. We run an extension cord in there. Or if you're off grid, you can use a battery operated lantern. Again, making sure that it doesn't get hot, you put it someplace where the chickens aren't going to knock it over or run into it. There are lanterns out there, and we own a few of them that will emulate daylight, and those don't get hot at all, and those are perfectly fine. One thing we don't recommend, one thing I try to steer people away from, is using something like a kerosene light or anything like that. For obvious reasons, the chickens will probably knock it over, and your coop will go up in flames. And every winter, there's pictures of coops that have been completely demolished in a fire on Facebook. People share all these stories and they say, never use a heat lamp, never use kerosene, so just don't use it. Of course, if you don't want your chickens to produce eggs over the winter, if you want to give them the winter off, that's perfectly fine too. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And in a lot of ways, it will extend the production years of the hen. Now, my third tip has to do with feed and making sure that your hens or your roosters get enough nutrients over the winter, not only to keep them warm, but to keep them at optimum weight, to keep them, producing eggs if you are going for the eggs. So if you follow me on Frugal Chicken at all, you'll know that I'm not a fan of feeding scratch or feeding corn, to chickens. I don't believe either one has the proper protein or nutritional value. In order to sustain a flock effectively, layers are going to need 16% protein, as you probably know, in order to keep producing eggs and to keep the weight up and everything. Now is the time of year to be really concerned about how much they're eating and what kind of protein and nutrients they're getting, because chickens can't forage as well in the winter and the fall. It's cooler. Their feed requirements go up because they're working hard to keep their bodies warm. They are moving around during the day, which helps keep them warm, and they can fluff up, but all that requires energy. And as there's snow and ice in the ground, they can't forage as well for things like bugs if you let your chickens free range. So it becomes really important to make sure that they have the right food available to them. So you have a couple options. One is to just feed them more. Whatever you're feeding, offer them more of that. And see if they need it. If they don't eat as much as you're giving them, offer them less. If they eat everything and gobble it up really quickly, then you're gonna have to offer them more. And like I said, I don't like corn as the only thing you're feeding your chickens or scratch, but during the coldest days of winter and as it gets cooler, adding a little bit of corn before bedtime is okay. That's okay to do. Corn is a high energy food. So while the amount of protein in it isn't enough to really sustain a flock, I don't recommend it. As an energy source for short bursts of energy during the winter to keep them warm, corn is actually a really good option for that. But again, you need to make sure that it's not the only thing that they're eating and that they're eating more of their food, of their, regular ration than of the corn. Some other options for this are peas, which are actually a little bit better for them, a lot better for them actually, or oats. And again, none of this stuff by itself is a okay thing to feed them, but you can incorporate them into their ration, or if you feed peas as part of their daily feed, you can just give them more. Other options you have, if you don't feed them like mealworms, for example, as part of their diet normally, you can add mealworms to their food. You can add that directly to the food. It's a high protein source, and I actually recommend feeding mealworms regularly. You can feed live ones, or you can feed dry ones, and in the show notes, I'll put where you can get dry ones from Amazon, the ones that I recommend you use that I feel are a good value for the price. And other options for making sure that they have the right amount of nutrients is actually feeding a nutritional vitamin and mineral supplement. And what these things are is they are like a multivitamin. So they're commercially produced and they're designed to make sure that your flock will get the proper amount of nutrients and vitamins and minerals that they're going to need in order to sustain themselves. So especially if you want your hens to continue to lay, this is a really good option to make sure that they have everything that they need to keep producing eggs without drawing things like calcium or other nutrients from their body and their bones, which will happen if, for example, they don't get enough calcium. And that's one reason why you see these pictures of battery hens, where they come out of these large egg factories with missing feathers. They look completely like their necks are completely raw, and part of that is because they're asked to produce eggs without being given a complete nutritional profile, and that's really hard on their bodies. So, if you get one, we have some that came from a large factory near us. When you get them, you have to start feeding them like Feather Fixer and all this kind of stuff that's really high in protein because they haven't been given that from the time that they were in the factories. So now my fourth tip is about heat lamps. And this is a little bit of a controversial topic because, every winter, I get a bunch of questions. Should I heat my coop or should I not heat my coop? And the bottom line, in my opinion, is that chickens will do perfectly fine during the winter without a heat lamp as long as they're being, the nutritional profile is okay. So as long as you're feeding them the right things and the right amount of protein, the right amount of nutrients, they will do perfectly fine for the most part. Now, that being said, places that are extremely cold, like parts of Minnesota that get down to like negative 30 degrees at night, or if you have pullets or young roosters that aren't fully feathered out, then in those situations, a heat lamp is probably warranted. But for most of the country, for most people, a heat lamp is probably not the best idea. The reason for that is they are a really high risk for fires. And like I said, every winter, there's pictures online of people who have made the mistake of putting a heat lamp in their coop. The chickens knocked it over in the middle of the fight, and the whole coop went up in flames, and they lost all their chickens. So I really do suggest people avoid that. Now, if you want to add some sort of heat source, the number one thing is to make sure that the temperature is only raised a few degrees, and it still might feel cold to you, but it's probably an okay temperature for your chicken. So one effective way to do that is to add something like a 60 watt or 75 watt bulb, again attached to a porcelain socket, and bulbs like that, they'll emit enough heat to raise everything a couple degrees without posing the same sort of fire risk that an infrared or a red light bulb will. Those red light bulbs, they get really, really, really hot, and I've clocked them at like 140 degrees, and I've burnt out my thermometers by getting them too close. But if you use something like a 75 watt or a 60 watt bulb, you are going to raise the temperature a few degrees while posing less of a fire risk, although the risk of fire isn't completely eliminated by it. If you are going to add a heat lamp, whether you use a regular 75 watt bulb or an actual heat lamp, make sure that you affix it to some surface on the coop very securely, where and use one of those clamp lamps around it where the hens can't suddenly just knock it over. And if it's not too cold during the day, unplug it during the day and give everything sort of a chance to cool down in there and again eliminate the risk for half your day of a fire. But the bottom line when it comes to heat lamps is most chickens in cooler weather will do perfectly fine. Like I said, they're able to fluff up their feathers. And it's really only in those sort of extreme cold situations, or if you have chickens that aren't fully feathered, where a heat lamp is sort of warranted. We personally don't use heat lamps at all, and even when it gets down to 0 degrees Fahrenheit and there's snow on the ground, the chickens are perfectly fine. So my fifth tip is actually kind of overlooked, I think, a lot of the times when people talk about winterizing coops, but it's adding boredom busters to your coops. And those are things for the chickens to sort of peck at and food items to keep them occupied. When there's a lot of snow on the ground and it's cold out, sometimes the chickens don't want to leave. Or, some people choose to keep their chickens cooped up all winter, and the chickens get bored. They, don't know what to do with themselves, so they start to develop bad habits like pecking at each other, pulling feathers out, egg eating. We've had a bunch of chickens turn into egg eaters over the winter before because they just didn't want to leave because it was too cold and too snowy out. So adding some sort of boredom buster, for example, toys that they can, try and peck the food out of, or things like mealworms, you can just toss some mealworms in there. And there's a lot of different items out there you can purchase. Some people choose to sort of go the do-it-yourself route, and they attach like a cabbage or lettuce, a head of lettuce, for example, onto a string and let their chickens peck at that. That's one thing that our chickens do love. So anything you can put in there to keep them occupied will help reduce the boredom and help reduce the likelihood of them developing bad habits. You can also put environmentally interesting objects in there, such as different perches, moving the perches around, adding mirrors, anything that might occupy their brains long enough to keep them from developing these bad habits. And again, if you are able to offer them time outside, if you don't want to free range them, you can put them in a tractor. Anything like that will help them, get fresh air, stay healthy, move around. And it'll help alleviate some of that boredom from being in the coop all the time. And if they don't want to come out, you can always just make them come out by putting them in a trap. It's not, it, you know, some people don't think that that's very nice or that the animal should have a choice. But if you are in a situation where your chickens might not get enough vitamin D, you know, from sunlight, or if they might not get enough fresh air, making them go outside is not the worst thing you can do for them. And it's actually a really good option. If you do provide treats or sort of boredom busters with food in the coop, make sure that these are nutritional treats. If you want to offer table scraps, that's fine, but it shouldn't be too much. You're better off offering things like mealworms that are healthy, you know, that are high in protein, or if it's at night before they go to sleep, a little bit of corn, keep them warm on the coldest nights. These are all very good things to keep their interest up. To keep them interested in going outside, make sure that you keep their run free of, you know, ice accumulation, snow drifts, that sort of thing. That will also prompt them to go outside and play. And as my final tip, you can also incorporate a sandbox, you know, with diatomaceous earth or just with sand or dirt or whatever in the coop, and that lets them continue to, you know, dust bathe and do all that good chicken stuff that they like to do, which they really kind of can't always do in the winter because, you know, it's cold, it's slushy, you know, the ground is hard, they can't dig it up as easily. So adding a box of sand will let them engage in sort of a normal habit that they have, and that will also help alleviate boredom. So I want to thank you guys for listening, and thank you for joining me for this very first Frugal Chicken podcast. I hope that you have found the tips here relevant and helpful. If I've missed anything, please do feel free to contact me, and I'll put my contact information in the show notes, and visit me at thefrugalchicken.com. Thanks again.